Today's daf Maseches Erevin, daf Ayin Vav. Baruch Hashem, we begin the seventh parak of our Masechet. And today's Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, the overarching issue at hand in the beginning of the parak is figuring out what kinds of barriers create a break, an actual barrier, an actual stoppage between two adjacent courtyards. The opening mission discusses when you have a window that's built into a dividing wall, and this window is 4x4 Amot, and even part of the windows within 10 tvachim off the ground. So in that case, that's the first half of the mission, they can make a shared Eruv because the window is low enough that it's considered as if the properties are still connected. If the window lacks the width length dimensions, the 4x4 or the maximum height, one or the other is lacking, one of these criteria is lacking, each courtyard must establish its own Eruv. They're considered separate properties. It comes from Nachman and Amma Beis and analyzes this halacha. And he says, in the case of a window that's 4x4 within 10 tefachim of the ground, allows for joint Eruv. And that's true, says Rav Nachman, between two courtyards. But if the window would be between two houses, even if the window was above 10 tefachim, says Rav Nachman, they may still join together for an Eruv. So why is that, and how does that work? Says Rav Nachman, because Beisa commanded the Male Dami. The house is considered like it's actually filled up to the top. Therefore, there's no difference whether the window is lower or higher, window of 10 tefachim off the ground. So comes from Ben Yehonatan in his comments on the Rif in the back of the Gemara, and he explains that since houses have roofs, and that's what the Gemara of Nachman is differentiating between the outside and the inside, when it comes to the outside, so it can go so high up, but when it's inside, you have a roof. And he says, the basis of Rav Nachman's principle is that we view the house as if it's filled up and even above 10 tefachim. Why? Because there are usually chairs and benches, which gives a person the ability to reach the window by standing on the bench. So it brings down the height because of it, your ability to actually get up to that point. Therefore, it still joins the two homes through the window, allowing for a joint Eruv. So there's a parallel sugya to this in Baba Basra, and it takes us into a fascinating question, halacha lemaisa, and the laws of Yichud, prohibited seclusion between a man and a woman. Zilberstein, the Chashukei Chemed, addresses the case of a jewelry store. It says a person, to go into the jewelry store, you have to go in one door, you have to ring the owner of the store. The owner of the store looks through the camera, sees who's there, lets you in. You go, once that door closes, you go into the next door, and it's a whole secluded room inside the store. And in this particular case, you couldn't see in. So a woman going in there, if the jeweler is a man, could be a problem of forbidden seclusion of a married woman with a man in a private space. And that's a prohibition of Yichud. But there's a window, happens to be in this case, there's a window that was high up in the front of the store that could be used to see into the shop. However, no benches are readily available. Would that window enable us to exempt this case from being a problematic case of prohibited seclusion? So Zilberstein quotes a tshuva from the Maharsham, Chelek Bei Simenayim Vav, that if it's daytime and it is easy to find something to stand on, daytime means a lot of people around, people are likely to come. So his case was a similar case. And look into the window, that would help avoid the prohibition of forbidden yichud seclusion. So the Gemara and Baba Basra in the test is based on states that one may not build a window opening in a wall in one's house, even above 4 amot, off the ground, because one could get on a bench and peer into somebody else's property. So the irony is, by Eruv, the bench helps join the neighbors together in order to be able to have a joint Eruv. While by privacy laws, the Gemara and Baba Basra, the bench can enable illegal peering into somebody's private space, allowing the neighbor to protest and say, I don't want you to put such a window in, because then you can get on a bench, and even if it's too high up, you could still stand on something and see into my property. So by the Yichud question, since the shop window was high up and no bench was accessible, says Zilberstein, presumably we would say it's a problem. However, he quotes with Moshe Feinstein. Moshe has a tshuva, Yigos Moshe, Evna Ezer, Chelek Dal Tzimin Samechei, Oz Dal. Rav Moshe brings a number of different questions there on the laws of Yichud. He says there that a locked door that happens to be open to the street, this is a public area, anyone can just come and knock or ring on the doorbell. So there's a fear factor here, and that fear factor, says Rav Moshe, removes the Yichud prohibition. Similarly, by the jewelry store, assuming that the owner of the store is going to let somebody in. If they ring, it's open hours. Anyone can ring at any point. Therefore, there would be no Yichud issue in this case, even without the window, just the fact that one could ring on the door and want to be able to get in.